Along with organizing and confirmation hearings, the new Congress is at work on the budget reconciliation process. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, explains what the process might mean for funding of agriculture-specific provisions.
This is going to be largely focused on another set of COVID relief and assistance provisions. And it's going to be very broad-based. At this point, there are efforts ongoing to try to make this a bipartisan package. However, the budget process that's being established now is being done so that if bipartisan negotiations are not successful, Democrats would be allowed to still move this package through the Senate with only 51 votes and therefore not have to be bipartisan. So just to be seen exactly how this is going to come together following this week, then I think we'll see the various committees in both the House and Senate will be working over the next 2 weeks to develop different components of this large package and then try to put that together and move it through Congress later in February and early March. So still a lot of work to be done on this next COVID package and what it includes and whether or not it will have a significant component directed toward agriculture relief or not. That's still an open question at this point. But the National Cotton Council will continue to engage with our advocates and Cotton Belt members in Congress to try to make sure that we are including the necessary provisions to help the U.S. cotton industry moving forward, not only on this, but other legislation that will be coming before Congress in the coming months.